WYRV Roseville, Sacramento, and iHeart Radio station broadcasting from the Sacramento area Hyundai Dealership Studio.
Call the Dog and Joe Show.
Hello? Hello?
916-766-9370. The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7
The River.
All right, little survey, social survey. What is an alcoholic? What do you classify as an alcoholic? What's your definition? 766-9370. We're talking about 14 drinks per week or four more a day would mean you're an alcoholic. So if you're a guy, you can't have any more than four, or if you go past 14 a week, you might be an alcoholic. 766-9370, whole bunch of people on the phone. Jeremy, what's going on?
All right, well, I just want to rain on Joe's parade a little bit, tell him he may be an alcoholic.
This because, Joe? Me, Joe?
Yes, you, Joe.
Well, go ahead, Jeremy.
All right, well, you know, you made a comment about, you know, people go to bars and minimum five, six drinks. That's wrong. I can go to a bar, be there for 3 hours, shoot pool, two, three beers tops, I'm done. Then I drink water. So, you know, yes. I'm just saying you might be an alcoholic.
But would you be in the norm, or do you think you're in the abnorm?
I can see what Joe's trying to do here, Jeremy. Joe's trying to say, well, yeah, I might be an alcoholic, but I'm with the larger percentage of people that are alcoholics.
I don't see too many people just having two, three drinks at a bar. Do you?
Here's the thing, to defend both of us.
And I'm being legitimate when I say that. Well, I mean, I know they exist, but I don't see a lot of that.
When you ask me, you're asking the wrong guy, because you and I, we've done this a long time together. You know how we act and what we do. Do I see a lot of that with the people I hang out with? I don't. What Jeremy is saying, though, is true. That's what responsible people do.
That's what adults do.
That aren't dependent on having more alcohol to feel better. See, what he's talking about is he goes in and gets a little social activity. Our social activity is the drinking. He's going in there to kind of take the whole thing in. We're going in there to drink.
If I'm going to have to go to a bar and hang out,
yeah.
I cannot do it sober. I don't want to be around a bunch of drunk people sober.
Well, yeah, I mean, why would you go to a strip club and tip them to keep their clothes on?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what bars are for.
I mean, I can do it, and I guess I could possibly make myself stop at three beers, but I don't want to hang out around a bunch of people that are drunk if I'm not.
And that's the worst, too. That's absolutely the worst.
Oh, that gets hard.
Brian, welcome. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, man.
Hey, I consider myself an alcoholic. I've been sober 15 years now, and when I'm controlling it, I'm not enjoying it, and when I'm enjoying it, I'm out of control.
Yeah, you see? So you don't drink anything and have it for 15 years?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I have Virgin Bloody Mary, you know, Virgin Marys and stuff like that, but, but once I start, I don't want to stop. I just... till the wheels fall off, you know what I mean?
Well, you got a vice now, or are you just viceless?
Huh?
Do you have a vice now?
Like cigarettes. It's my last addiction.
There you go.
Okay. There you go. And there's always been that thought that somebody or everybody needs something, you know, to be addicted to. Everybody's got to have a vice of something.
Does have a vice. It just necessarily isn't drugs or drinking.
An addiction could be exercising too much. It's anything that your brain wants to feel good, you want to do more of. For people out there, they say, oh, sex addiction, that's fake. No, it's not. It makes you feel good. Anything that levels up your brain and makes you happy or makes your body feel good, you can become addicted to it. You can become addicted to eating kale, walking 75 miles a day, shooting heroin. Those are those things that elevate your mood.
Well, of course you could be addicted to shooting heroin.
Well, I'm just saying.
You could be addicted to sitting on the couch and watching TV, playing video games.
Addictions are usually things that make you feel good, and you're searching for that reward mentally.
Gambling.
Huge addiction.
I know tons of people that quit drinking and using drugs.
Yeah.
And are gambling addicts like nothing I've ever seen in my life. No, I'm not addicted to anything. Yet they gamble their right leg from their body.
You could be addicted to shopping, driving fast, eating bad food, eating good food. All those things are addictions, you know, when you look at it, when you simplify it. Brian, hi.
No, that was me already.
Oh, we're back to Brian. Okay, that was the same
Brian.
I'm going
to hang up on you then. Ann, welcome.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hey, Ann.
I don't know about you, but we could use a drink.
Right?
And we're going to go have one on our after show at 10:30.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy. Listen, I'm an alcoholic. I'm a sober alcoholic. And, you know, the inability to control or stop drinking given sufficient reason. In other words, you know, losing your job, your family, whatever, and you can't stop. You just can't stop. Like Brian said, once you put in, it's all over.
Yeah, but hang on. You see, you're going back to that old school definition of what an alcoholic is. You're saying, or equating it to, losing a job or large life tragedies. Is that what you're saying an alcoholic is?
No, I'm saying given those tragedies, you know, any repercussions from your drinking, that you can't stop.
So you experience them,
but you control or stop your drinking given under any circumstances.
And you just keep going. Hey, I'm going to fire you if you don't, you know, show up sober, and you just keep trucking.
Yeah, you can't, because you can't stop.
Okay.
I started out really slow, you know, drinking socially, having fun, enjoying it. And in 10 years, I became a raging alcoholic. I drank before work, during work, after work.
Whoa.
All day. Yeah, and I didn't get drunk. I just stayed. I had to maintain a certain level of numbness. Because I didn't want to live in reality. It was an escape. It's the reason why you drink. Not so much that you drink, it's why are you drinking.
Okay, yeah, and I think a lot of people feel that way. You know, I, like me, if I'm having a bad day or something's going wrong, I have to fix my wrong or what's bothering me. I don't like, oh my God, today was so rough, I need to relax and have a drink. I'm more, if I had a good day, let's celebrate. And I'm not saying there's a right or wrong, but for me, like, if everything's going okay and everything's done, you know, I get done with my tasks or something great happened, yeah, let's have a drink. But if you know, everything's bad, I won't even touch it or think about it because I have to fix what's wrong first before I can unwind and have fun.
That's why I've never considered myself an alcoholic, because I am the exact same way as that. And you've seen me drunk many, many times. I don't get drunk and get angry or well, I did at Bob's when I drank all that tequila, but that was tequila's fault.
Yeah, that was tequila's fault, yeah. Joe is the kind of drunk that wants to hug. He wants to hug men.
I get happy and loving and want to play and have a good time. If I'm in a bad mood or something has gone wrong, I don't feel like drinking. But that's where pot was different.
Yeah.
I would turn to that to try and fix things, but I've never used liquor in that fashion, ever.
And we have to preface it or disclaim it by saying, if you just drink when you're happy, that doesn't make it good. Because you can drink too much to celebrate on an up moment.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm not saying
as you
that.
Could sad, too, yeah.
That's where I just got my weird justification of me not being an alcoholic, though.
Yeah, <you know? laughs> that's the other thing, too. You might be an alcoholic if you always try to justify getting a drink.
There you go.
Stephanie, welcome.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I consider myself an alcoholic. I'm in recovery. And it's pretty simple for me. I can't stop once I put in. And I've never been able to quit on my own.
Oh, you've always needed a little helping hand.
Right.
And so when you would drink, would you get blackout drunk?
Yes, every time.
See, they used to say that back in the health class, back in the 80s, back, you know, way back in the day. All the crap that they taught us in health class about AIDS and all this different stuff, the whole deal was, is if you ever black out or have a blackout, you're going to become an alcoholic. For whatever dumb reason, that's kind of stuck with me. I've never blacked out, ever. Not a day in my life have I ever drank so much, I'm like, ugh. Now, if I come home and I'm like, oh, God, I got to go to sleep. Yeah, I've had too much, but I remember everything about the night, or 99% of it, you know what I mean? But I've never just been like, oh God, I don't remember that, and I hit the ground. I've never blacked out. If in fact I have, I don't know what blackout is, you know what I mean? I don't think that I've ever blacked out.
Well, have you ever woken up and you've forgotten what you've done for the last hour before you went to bed?
No.
There's so many nights
I've never done that, honestly.
So many nights I've done that.
Mary, welcome.
Hi.
Hey, Mary.
How are you?
Good.
Good. What's up, Mary?
Hi. So, yeah, well, for blacking out, I definitely did that a lot. And I was just going to say, we're asking the question, are you an alcoholic? So what if you are? So what? Doomed?
Well, no, here's the thing.
No, I'm pretty happy right now.
Yeah, I'm okay with the level of drinking that I do. But I'm asking to see what the definition is. What do people think? You know, you might get guys that say, oh, anything more than a 12-pack a night, you're an alcoholic. Some guys say if you go over 5 drinks. Some guys say, or women say, if you black out, if you lose your job. I just want to see what the social perception of alcoholism is.
Oh, okay. Well, and also I personally don't subscribe to the whole if you don't drink anymore, still calling yourself an alcoholic, because I don't do that. I'm a former drunk.
Okay. Fair enough. If that helps you through, then congratulations. How long have you been sober?
3 years.
Okay. Good for you. Outstanding. I want to go to Ric Flair now. Ric Flair.
Oh, God, Ric Flair.
Ric Flair. The reason we talked about this, Ric Flair, just about a month or so ago, okay, he had to go into the ER. He had stomach pains so bad. He couldn't breathe. He couldn't swallow. He had 20% odds of surviving. So he goes in. He's got all this congestive heart failure. He's got kidney trouble. His stomach and his guts and his liver just ruined.
Hmm.
They put him on a self-induced coma. They level him out. He's in a coma for 10 days. They tell his family he's not going to live. They remove part of Ric Flair's bowel. They inserted a pacemaker. Now he's in recovery. Okay. So they asked Ric Flair. They said, man, wow. Did you drink a lot? Flair said, yeah. My problem with alcohol started back in 72. I used alcohol to bond. I never drank when I was working. But then it got worse and it got worse and worse. And what he said was, first thing he would do is he'd come home, he'd shower, he'd throw his hair back. If you can imagine that blonde hair, yeah!
Gives it a woo!
Yeah! And then he would head out, right off to the mill, he calls it. He'd go to the bar and start drinking. But he said he always drank socially, okay? He's never taken a pain pill in his life, according to Ric Flair.
Never taken a painkiller.
No, and he said sometimes after he wrestled, he'd be sore, so he'd have a couple drinks, him and the guys would pony up at the bar, bloop, bloop. And he always just drank socially. That's what he first said. And he's recovering now, and he's getting better. His family, you know, he's doing all this stuff. Now, though, what he's saying, this came out yesterday, is that he had the equivalent of 20 drinks a day.
Who?
Since the late 70s.
Who, man?
He also said he drank way too much, consuming 3,700 to 4,000 calories a day. He said it was like 20 drinks a day.
Wow.
So I want you to convert those calories into Coors Light, let's say. 102 calories per can of Coors Light. That would be 37 to 40 beers a day. He's in his 60s. Okay. He wasn't drinking beer, though. He's drinking, you know, booze. 3,700 to 4,000 calories a day. 20 drinks a day is what this guy was hauling.
That's
for
impressive.
Years.
That is totally impressive.
Is that impressive?
I mean, you wonder. I always wondered where that came from. Now we totally know where the woo. Yeah. There's a reason for that.
Yeah, now it's more like woo. Blah, blah. I mean, that guy had to be yakking.
Oh my God, that's a lot.
That's not alcoholism right there. That is deranged.
Yeah, that's a lot.
All these years, some 35 plus years, 20 drinks a day. It's a lot. We'll get you qualified for the Harley. Coming up, we'll tell you when to call. Caller 93. Here's Aerosmith.